Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey guys, before we get into the episode, a big thanks to all the people who join me on Patreon each month supporting the show with a monthly donation. Adam Mayer, Anthony Mackey, Brad Dahl, Dan Gerwen, Drake, Fred Rutz, Jerry from Long Island, Gregory, James Bennett, Jason Seth, Jay Vaninsky, Jean-Francois Blas, Joe Ryan, John Bavwari, Kenny McCrimmon, Leo from Alaska, Matt Carroll, Metal Dan, Michael Street, Mike Jones, Mr. David S. Gray, Patrick Schwartzman, Richard Langridge, Ron Embody, Ron Keel, Sam Soupy, Steven with no last name, just plain old Steven, Steve Hoker, Steven Rodriguez, Steven Saylor, Tommy Andreasen, and, of course, always a big special thanks to Victor for helping me run the show there on Patreon. Victor Ruiz of the Mars Attacks podcast. This is Talking Metal. Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and anything else we feel like. We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
So fine.
welcome to a music-based episode of Talking Metal. Right there, Hot Love by Twisted Sister, one of two Twisted Sister songs we'll be playing today on the Talking Metal podcast. That is off the 1987 record, the year I graduated high school, Love Is for Suckers, and it was kind of the end of Twisted Sister for the time being after that record, and a great record, really overlooked record, better than the one before it, which was what, I don't have it in front of me, Come On Out and Play or something like that. So let's do this. I do want to say that we're going to go to Twitter and listen to some requests from you guys, but first let's hear Ringmaster by Les Crucis. And this goes out to Steven Rodriguez, one of our supporters on Patreon. Thank you for the request, Steven. And let's do this. Again, I don't know. Las Cruces, Lascrucees. And the song, that's the band. And the song is called Ringmaster. Thank you, Stephen. We're going to hit another one for you right now. This is Sound of Scorn, and the band for this one is, who are they again? Tell me, Stephen. It's Metal Outlaws, Texas Metal Outlaws. Again, Sound of Scorn, Texas Metal Outlaws, right here on Talking Metal, going out to Stephen. We'll be right back. Texas Metal Outlaws on that song right there, which was called Sound of Scorn. You got Mark Zammerman on vocals, Robert Williams on guitar and bass, Stuart Lawrence on guitar also, and Pat Doyle on the drums. Good stuff. Thank you for the request. Let's jump over to some music that I was going to say to Twitter, but first I want to play some Opeth. This goes back a ways to 2003, Damnation, and let's get into this. Damnation is the record. Let's get into a little Opeth right now off that Damnation record here on Talking Metal. My Time of Need by Opeth. A little Floyd-esque there, a little Porcupine Tree-esque, which makes sense, right? Because, of course, you had Stephen Wilson, right, from Porcupine Tree producing that record. And good stuff, as always, Opeth. And a band, you know, I'm not like an expert on them. I really don't know much. I loved the Damnation record. But every time I hear one of their songs, I usually dig it. But yeah, again, Damnation, big fan of that record. Came out back in 2003 by Opeth. All right, so let's go to Twitter. Let's go to Twitter. All right, we're going to do this. We're going to keep the music rolling right now on Twitter. Let me go here. I'm typing it in. We got some requests coming in. Can you believe I recorded this whole episode and forgot to save it? Now I'm doing it again. And I'm talking less and I'm getting through it quicker. So that's probably a good thing. Less chat, more music. Having a microphone issue here. It's like slipping off the mic stand. All right. So Steve Hoker, let's start with you. All right. You had the request on Twitter. You want to hear Fury's song, Burnout. Again, the band is Fury. The song is Burnout. It's good, melodic, hard rock, heavy metal. And I like it. I like it, Steve. Thank you for the request. Here we go. Burnout.
Keep turning, but no one's driving, so come and rescue me, come and
Yeah, you tweeted me the video of that, Steve, and I did watch it. Fun. Fun stuff. Thank you. And next we're going to hear from my friend down in Tijuana, I believe. just_a_random_childless_loser_from_TJ. It's TJ, the crazy chemist down there in Mexico. How are you, man? You say long stick goes boom by Crocus. You got it.
Thank you.
Crocus here for the Crazy Chemist. I think you're in Tijuana, right, man? I seem to remember. I don't know. Anyways, Joe Ryan says, Sammy Bowler, Boiler, B-O-L-L-E-R, Kingdom of the Sun. And Joe, hope you're doing well. My good friend Joe Ryan, we hung at the Rainbow, and we talk frequently about stuff. So, yeah, here we go. I don't know this at all, but let's check it out. Thank you, Joe. Good stuff. Kingdom of the Sun by Sammy Bowler. Bowler. B-O-L-L-E-R. All right, next, Jeff Taylor, who is a massive supporter of us on Twitter. Jeff, I always appreciate you tweeting out, retweeting my stuff out, and commenting on the stuff. You want to hear Demoness by Sanhedran. S-A-N-H-E-D-R-I-N. Sanhedrin. Oh, that's what I'm going with.
We'll be right back.
you, Jeff. I'm getting turned on to good music here, you guys. Thank you so much. Mark Derricut on Twitter requesting Striper. Okay. Lonely by Striper. Self-isolation song of the moment, he says. You got it, Mark. Here it is. Striper on Talking Metal. This next song goes out to Dan Metal Dan on Twitter, and this is I Want to Rock Live. I know it's the most typical Twisted Sister song ever, but this interaction that D has with the crowd is great on this. So let's check it out here on Talking Metal. Twisted Sister Live.
All right. Since we come back, we've seen some pretty ready audiences. We've seen some pretty primed audiences. Pizza Hut. Go figure. We walk into the place, we do this song, and everybody knows what to fucking do. Do you know what to do, London? Let's try it. I wanna rock! Not bad, not bad. The usual problems prevail. Alcohol and drugs. No, this isn't pro, alcohol and drugs. It's dulling your senses. These motherfuckers here, who are relatively sober, they're right there, rock, like that. I can't fake them out. I wanna rock, rock. But you motherfuckers, all boozed up and wasted, you're like, by the time you're getting your fist in the air, it's gone. The parade passed you by. So slap yourself in the face. Hey, look, triangle. Slap yourself in the face. Wake the fuck up. Let's see what you got. That's good. That's good. That's very good. Thinks you must be made of stronger stuff. Bring out the comfy, no, don't bring out the comfy chair. Bring out the Castle Donington Monsters of Rock moment. We named it the Castle of Donington Monsters of Rock moment after playing Castle Donington Monsters of Rock in 1983. Was anybody there? Is it a song called It's Only Rock and Roll, But I Like It? And at the end, we had some audience participation. And the people screamed. And the people threw their fists in the air. And we said, we want more. We want to find out who the true sick motherfuckers are here tonight. We got any sick motherfuckers here tonight? Well, this time, when you yell rock, when you throw your fist in the air, I want to see you jump. Jump! This guy next to you, oh, I'm not going to jump. I know you're not going to jump that time. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the sick motherfuckers. And we're going to find out right now who the sick motherfuckers are. Are you ready, boys? Ready? Time to give you a round of applause. Because I know a lot of you are 20 years older than you were the last time you fucking did that. And you're looking at us and saying, well, if they can do it, I guess I can fucking do it too. So here we go. Loud and proud. Loud and proud. Time to take this one home. Ready? Ready? You don't gotta jump this time. Just yell it, throw your fist in the air. Ready?
Rock! 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 R
Twisted Sister Live. I think it's like the album's like Live at the Astoria or something. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where that comes from, but it is a great one that I've dug for a little while here. And first time I saw Twisted Sister was back opening for Iron Maiden on the Power Slave tour. I saw them a few times after that, more in recent times, and always great. Always great. Good memory was seeing them at Heavy Montreal. I believe that was 2015. Awesome memory. And, or it could have been 14. I'm not actually sure. Maybe it was 2014, actually, at Heavy Montreal. And then I did see them in Jersey at the one of those rock and truck food truck festivals that was like a rain out, and there was like pouring rain as they played, which wasn't quite as enjoyable as the Heavy Montreal one. I mean, Heavy Montreal was amazing. They were so good at Heavy Montreal. Anyways, Twisted Sister, much respect. What a great band. D. Snyder, love that guy. Wish I could do an interview with him. One of the few I've never interviewed that I've been a big fan of. So thank you, Metal Dan, for that suggestion. And let's see, somebody said, Kurtikins said an indie band. You always play some killer tunes. Indie band, huh? Let me just see, like, what do I have here? What do I have here? Indie bands. How about the Chelsea Smile? This is definitely Chelsea Smiles. I'm sorry. The Chelsea Smiles, featuring the late, great Todd Youth, who's known for playing with many different people. Look him up, Todd Youth. We were at his memorial service probably about a year ago. All right, Kurt Atkins, this is for you. Nowhere Ride by the Chelsea Smiles.
You get down on your hands and knees, you're breaking up too much, too much.
great Todd Youth and the Chelsea Smiles here on Talking Metal. Great interview with Todd somewhere on the Talking Metal YouTube channel. In depth, really good interview, worth watching if you haven't seen it. Maybe I'll retweet that in memory of Todd Youth. And listen, I want to end on with one of my own requests. How about some ZZ Top? Why not, man? ZZ Top had the honor of drinking beers and getting drunk with Billy Gibbons a year or two ago, right? 2 years ago, probably at this point. And that stuff only happens when you're hanging out with John Astronomy. But ZZ Top, you know, you think of ZZ Top, you think, well, you know, 70s, 80s, they're probably more in the in that area when we think of ZZ Top in their prime. But the thing is, man, they put out some great music in the 90s. And so let's hit a song from 90s era ZZ Top. This is taking us back to 1996. My Mind Is Gone. Something that I've said many times. My Mind Is Gone by ZZ Top here on Talking Metal. Stay safe, guys. Wash your hands. We'll talk to you next time. Yeah, Billy.